Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Brian Tetta, executive producer of The View. It's Wednesday, and that means I'm here with Joy Behar. This is Behind the Table. Hello, Joy. How are you?
Oh, fine. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, but you are, you know, there are days here at The View, and today was the day, and you came in fired up. You came in filled with righteous anger. Is that a good way to phrase
it? Well, I'm worried about the country.
Yes, very worried about the country.
And when I see that half this country thinks that a criminal could run the country again,
yes,
it depresses me and upsets me.
Yes. We had this conversation the other day. I don't remember where we were having it, but you feel a personal responsibility on this show.
I feel like if
Trump wins, you didn't do your job well enough, which is crazy in my opinion.
No, I don't feel that way.
Okay.
I feel that I have a role to play,
mm-hmm.
that I can, I just realized, you know, recently that I can be influential.
Yeah, of course you can.
There are people out there who do understand that what we say on our show is of a serious nature and is vetted by ABC News, and therefore it's real and true.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel that I have an obligation to inform people because I watch all different news channels and they miss a lot.
So last night, did you go to bed early? Did you watch the?
I didn't watch much of it.
You didn't watch it. You just woke up to it this morning.
Yeah, pretty much.
Which also would explain the mood in the Hot Topics meeting this morning. Man, it was bleak today, I got to tell you.
Was I bad? I don't remember. That's what Audrey said, too.
Yeah, yeah. You were just like,
Yeah,
you know, it's.
I am sometimes like that in the morning because I feel scared for us. I feel scared. You know, it's anger is a cover for either depression or fear.
Yes. Well, I think it's useful for you in your job, obviously, to care as much as you do.
I do care. Yeah. I've always cared about myself and what I say on this show.
Yes. Yeah.
So sometimes I'm probably harder to deal with because of that. But, you know, it's like Barbara Streisand. They call her a diva. They say she's a pain in the butt to work with because she wants it to be good.
Right. No, no,
and
no.
Look at her.
You're a political perfectionist.
No, I just want it to be, I want it to be good.
Yes. And you always are, of course. I thought today's show was good. I liked having John Carl out there.
Yeah, he was good. Yeah. I liked him, too.
You showed the montage of Trump stumbling over his words twice this week.
Yes.
This is something that was
I'll show it every day if
you.
I have to.
Well, I'm going to pause. That won't be happening. But why is it important for you to keep showing this?
I feel that American people should see the signs of something going wrong with his brain.
Right.
And I don't think that other media show it. I mean, I happened to see it on Morning Joe. I didn't see it on CNN. I don't see it on CBS or NBC.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm wrong. I mean, I'm watching 24/7. But I saw it and I thought, oh, my God, we are in a lot of trouble. The guy cannot remember his words.
Now, people on the right will very quickly say there are montage after montage after montage of Biden getting names wrong, places wrong, things wrong.
No, this wasn't that. It wasn't just about getting it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
He would be Saudi Arabia and Russia. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, no, it was slurring.
It was different. Yeah. And then when he calls Argentina a person.
Yes.
I mean, that's.
It seemed clear to me that he was talking about the leader of Argentina.
And by the way, he mixed up Ukraine with Gaza.
That was last week, yes.
But he's dealing with two wars in this world that he's getting slammed about.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a little bit facetted about it. I mean, it's not the same thing.
Well, one thing I like that they're doing is they're clearly putting Joe Biden out there more now, which is good. I'm excited to see the State of the Union.
Well, let's see the other one then. Let's see both of them.
Sure. Well, I mean, the question is, do you put Donald Trump places? You know, you don't put him on a late night talk show because he says lies and he says things that aren't.
Well, they want to keep the truth from the American people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I like to show that piece, because I think people should see the truth.
Well, one of the reasons people don't see as much of him as you maybe think they should is because when you do that, you're also giving airtime to his lies. So that's kind of the
no,
the,
but no, but I don't. At this point,
mm-hmm.
let us see the devolution. I believe it's called.
Well, it's an interesting argument because there are people that feel like, for instance, Twitter took him off Twitter.
Yeah,
and because of that, it's become easier to ignore some of the ramblings. When he was on Twitter, you remember, we were here for 4 years. Every tweet
he had, but he has somebody writing it for him. This is different.
But I'm saying, the question is, does protecting people from the lies and the bad behavior end up letting people forget what he really is?
I don't know the answer 100% to that. Yeah. All I know is that he didn't show up for any of the debates, and they let him get away with that. Because, and I would like to see him debate Joe. I would like to see that because Joe has the facts at hand, and this guy knows nothing. He doesn't know anything.
There are a lot of people that think he's going to, that Joe's not going to be able to debate him. I'm curious. I hope he does.
Because why? It's not a rule that he has to show up. Well, that should tell the American people something, that they're hiding something.
But Trump's saying he wants to debate, and Joe hasn't said he wants to, the president hasn't said he wants to debate him. So,
well, has he been asked yet?
I think he's put it off. He hasn't answered it. Yeah. We'll see what happens.
We'll see.
And then, you know, I mean, even the last time when Hillary Clinton, by most expert opinions, wiped the floor with President Trump, his supporters all thought he did a great job.
Well, his supporters are in a cult.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. All right. So the State of the Union is tomorrow, like we talked about. What do you want to hear from the president?
I want him to tell the American people what they're up against this year.
Mm-hmm.
I want him to tell them that we have a under 4% unemployment rate in this country. Better than any country in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Stock market's doing great. Yeah.
The stock market, and people don't understand. If you work at a job, your money is in the stock market.
Sure.
It's not just people who are like taking risks.
No, it's 401ks.
Apple
and it's
stock.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that crime is at the lowest rate it's been since a long time, 60s maybe. Even though if you watch local news, it seems like you're going to get mugged by walking out of your house.
Right.
But that's not a fact. All of these facts need to be told. Plus, he needs to tell people that the Republican Party, the biggest hypocrites I've ever seen in my life. Now Mitch McConnell is all in for Trump. What's the matter with him?
Well, there seems to be, again, all these issues come down to this thing I'm kind of referencing, the idea that, like, you know, it's always about how well are you doing compared to how you were doing 4 years ago. But my question is, do people remember 4 years ago? Do people remember or 8 years ago? Do they remember?
Gore Vidal used to call it the United States of amnesia.
Yeah.
Because people, look, we have even whitewashed President W. Bush.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time when he was bombing Iraq, which didn't even have anything to do with 9/11, we couldn't stand him. And now it's like, well, he wasn't that bad a president. So people do forget.
All right. Well, we just...
The other thing that he needs to talk about, and this is a very serious interview you're doing with me today, but I'm just saying the other thing he has to say is your abortion rights will be taken away. We are out to get the women of this country to bring them back to the 1950s.
Yes.
We will slowly do it. And when there's that much power in the White House, you know, John Kennedy famously said, I want to be president because that's where the power is. Well, people have to know that.
That seems to be a winning issue for the Democrats for sure, I think, because
the women have to come out. Look, like Whoopi says every day, you got to go out and vote.
Yeah. Yeah. No. All right. I think that's interesting. All right. One more political thing and then we'll move on. On Friday, Chuck Schumer's coming.
Really?
He's going to be on the show. Yep.
That's nice.
It is. So what are you looking forward to talking to him about?
I want to talk about the election. What else is there to talk about?
Anything specific about what's going on in Congress, I guess.
Well, we'll
thing.
Come up with stuff.
All right, fine. We'll be back in a moment.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
Let's switch gears. Let's have some fun. You're right. I came in heavy today. I came in serious.
I don't know what you're up to today.
As you came in with some weight on your conscience.
Yesterday, I was in a better mood. Today, after the Super Tuesday, I'm not in a great mood.
It's a double-edged sword for me because you in a bad mood is great television. So it's hard for me. All right. Let's have some fun. We had this question come in for you about why you never wear dresses.
Why you never wear dresses.
But you famously worn black pants for many years. Our stylist, Fran Taylor, got you to change it up over the last few years with some pops of color, which I think people like. Are you pants only, Joy Behar?
Why is it that people care what I wear?
I think they do.
All right, here's the question.
You're a fashion icon.
Why would I wear a dress which requires high heels, which requires pantyhose, and so that I can walk out and nobody even sees my body from my waist down once I sit down?
That's a good point. Right.
And when I look at pictures from the old days, I have nice legs. Carl Reiner famously said to me, "Why don't you show your legs more, Joy?"
Oh, there you go.
I have very nice ankle and a well-turned leg. But I don't feel like doing it for no reason when no one can even see my gorgeous legs.
If you go to a wedding, do you wear a dress?
No.
No. Yeah. All right.
No.
All right. Now we know the answer. I enjoy jean jacket Joy. That's my favorite. I like when you wear
jean jacket Joy is very cute.
Yeah.
Very
I think
cool.
That you're always in a good mood when you're jean jacket Joy.
Oh, yeah.
All right. We have a few listener questions for you.
Okay.
Here's number one. What is the biggest similarity and biggest difference between being on The View and being a stand-up comedian?
Well, the pressure is less on The View because you're not alone. You have your sisters there to pick you up. If you, the stand-up, it's me. I'm alone. I'm naked on the stage. You're all wearing clothes is the way it feels. And I have to do the whole thing.
Right.
That's the main difference.
What about similarities?
The similarities is that you have an audience you have to satisfy. And that's the similarity.
Do you get the rush that you used to get as a stand-up when it went well from The View? No.
There's nothing better than being in the zone as a stand-up comic when you're really kicking butt and you know what you're doing and the audience is right there with you and you're just flying. It's like being in a plane with an open ceiling.
Yeah, that's how I feel doing this podcast.
An open roof. There's nothing like that. But that the what goes around that is what's stressful. The preparation. You know, having an audience that's there for you. Etc.
All right. Well, speaking of your sisters, yesterday you said you would miss your friends most if you retired,
which, as
I predicted, got tons of pickup.
But what did they say?
Oh, like Joy thinking about retirement and all that stuff.
Oh, always no. Well, listen,
but it was a sweet moment.
But you have to know that somebody like me does not retire exactly.
No.
You know?
Right.
You wouldn't ask, Oliver Stone. You wouldn't ask Robert De Niro the question, are you retiring?
No.
People who are creative don't retire. They just become more creative in another field.
Although occasionally Daniel Day-Lewis. Retired.
That is one of the weird things that he quit.
Yeah, isn't that strange?
Well, he quit acting the way I quit stand-up, meaning that probably was too much pressure on him. He was one of the best actors in the world, but he couldn't take the pressure.
I've also seen conjecture that he did it because movies have changed and aren't interesting to him anymore. It's not the same now. It's all different kinds of movies and everything's streaming and he's a movie actor and they're not making those kind of films.
You have to go with the flow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting. All right. Well, it was a really nice moment. And, apparently Sarah thinks she's who you're going to miss the most because she embraced you quickly.
She's very sensitive and affectionate. You know?
Some would say clingy, but it's fine. It's good. Yeah.
But I have friends here that are not just on the air.
No, I know. Some of your best friends are behind the scenes.
Yeah. And I've always, no matter what job I had, I always create friendships.
Right.
That's my personality.
Right.
I don't like to leave that. But if they fire me, I'm forced to do it.
Which actress would play you in a biopic, do you think?
Which actress?
Yeah. This is another viewer question, of course.
Who do you think? Don't say Bette Midler, please.
I won't. I know. That's the easy one. Everyone says
easy.
It. Let me think. Meryl?
Meryl Streep?
Sure. She can play anything.
She can play anything. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I could see her doing you. That's
Marissa
not bad.
Tomei.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. She could do a so what, who cares?
Yeah.
That's good, even though you don't actually say that. All right. Another question. What is your favorite place to travel? Now, I know this is hard for you because there's a lot of things you don't like.
I'm going to Italy this year.
Yes, me too.
As you are. So my favorite one, number one, is always to go back to my family's homeland.
Mm-hmm.
And but what I consider a really fun vacation for like 3 or 4 days is to go to a casino with a spa.
I like a casino too.
That to me is a great vacation. Go to the Borgata. They have a great spa there.
Mm-hmm.
I can play blackjack and also get a facial, get a massage, and then have great dinners. That's to me is a great vacation.
Yeah, I like a casino and on a beach. You're not as much of a beach person.
No, I don't need a beach.
Yeah.
Sometimes I say to my husband, you know, it's winter. Maybe we should go to Puerto Rico. They have, you know, they have a casino there.
They do.
And then I think, why should I go to a casino to Puerto Rico on a beach when I have a casino in New Jersey?
Exactly. All right. Well, there you go. There you go. Have you seen all the news about they might have a casino on Long Island?
Yes.
And they might have one on New York City. What do you think about that?
I think it's a good idea.
Yeah. I think it'd be
exciting. I mean, they have something.
Yeah,
on
but it doesn't have tables.
Right. Just machines.
Yeah.
Machines are a donation to the casino.
Okay, I like the social aspect of playing cards.
Right. I love that so much.
Yeah, me
and
too.
People are weird at the table sometimes.
Yeah, which is fun.
Also, I like craps, but craps you can lose in 2 minutes.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. If you're playing craps, you forget how much money you have on the table.
You just forget.
Yeah.
And then it's when somebody rolls a seven and it's
It's all gone. Wait a minute.
Oh.
Yeah. The worst.
So that's a little disturbing.
I remember when we were in the Bahamas and we all played together for a minute, which is fun. And I always joke that the view table looks like a blackjack table.
It does.
Like, that's the best thing about it.
Yeah.
So you were all there. I was there too.
Yeah.
And then Whoopi accused Sonny of being a cooler and killing the vibe at the table
did
and making
really?
Us lose. Yeah.
That was where I had a fight with the Trump supporters down
yes.
there. Remember?
Yeah, I do.
But then you know what happens with me and these Trump supporters? This happened to me before on Fifth Avenue. It happened to me in mm-hmm. Bahamar. I start up with them, or they start up with me mostly. Aren't you Joy Behar? What is your problem with Trump?
Mm-hmm.
I say, your man's going down. He's going down. By the time I'm done with them, they want to take a picture with me.
Of course.
Which is what happened in Bahamar.
That's why they're calling you in the first place. They're excited to see you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I think there's hope for these Trump supporters. Just spend some time with me.
I think seeing you down the street for a Trump supporter is like a Red Sox fan seeing a New York Yankee walking down the street. And they want to it's the same kind of vibe.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah. All right. We have two more questions from viewers.
Yeah.
What is the best show you've watched recently?
You don't want to hear this because you know my taste in movies.
I do. Something from BritBox. What are we talking about?
First of all, I watched The Swans, Truman Capote.
Uh-huh, okay.
I think I'm up to, I haven't watched them all yet.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
People said he was annoying, but Truman Capote was annoying.
Of course.
They said blaming it on the actor. Okay, and I also, there was the other one was A New Look, which is about Christian Dior and Coco Chanel World War II.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently Coco Chanel was not only a Nazi sympathizer and slept with one of the commandants, she also was a collaborator. This show tells you.
All right, tell Sunny because she likes that Coco Chanel.
Chanel, they're too expensive for me.
Okay. All right. And finally, the last one, here it is. How would you describe each of your co-hosts? Sunny Hostin, what do you think about Sunny Hostin?
Really, really brilliant in many ways.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And very stylish also.
She is.
And fun. She has, and also a very good parent.
Mm-hmm.
I like her a lot.
All right. How about Sarah Haynes?
Sarah Haynes is like, she's like a shot of tequila, you know, or a glass of orange juice.
Okay.
She gives you a vitamin C shot, you know, and she's always, you know, except when she has a lot of caffeine, she doesn't shut the f*** up.
That's true. Anna Navarro?
You have to admire Anna because she knows who she is. The girl came from Nicaragua, so she has escaped a bad situation,
mm-hmm.
and she has risen to the event, and she also is a very patriotic American.
Yeah, and she's funny.
And very funny.
Yeah, which you give her credit for all the time.
I do.
Yeah, and that's a tough compliment from you, so it's always well learned. And then
Whoopi
Goldberg.
Well, Whoopi, you know, she is a pioneer in a certain way in the industry because she was the first one, besides Lily Tomlin, to do those characters that she did on Broadway and then HBO afterwards. Mm-hmm. But she's a talented actress. She's a talented comedic actress and dramatic actress.
Yeah, and as a broadcaster, she has a gravitas that is...
She does.
Yeah, which
she
is
does.
Pretty great. And then Alyssa Farah Griffin.
Now, Alyssa came to us, and it's a very difficult situation for her. Because I always think... Would I survive on Fox?
Yeah, would you be
on... If I was surrounded by Jeanine Pirro...
On The Five.
And Laura Ingraham.
Yeah.
I would not have an easy time, you know?
Right. You lose your mind, probably.
I think that she has been able to fit in on this table in a miraculous way.
Yeah, no, I think she's a really great addition,
and she knows her stuff.
She does. She does. I mean, she has experience. She's been in the room, and that's really valuable to the show.
I love that she knows Trump better than the rest of us in that personal way. I mean, I know him a little bit personally also. I messed up his hair. I was at his wedding. Mm-hmm. People write to me and say, well, you used to like him. Yeah, but that was before he was president.
Right.
He was just a New York character. Now he's a destructive force. It's different.
Well, as always is the case, we start one place and we end up back in the same place. We started with Trump, we got light, and then we went back.
You know, they call it Trump derangement syndrome.
Yes.
I don't have that.
No.
I know the guy.
Yes.
I care about this country.
Right.
And it bothers me when people put it down and go and hobnob with Viktor Orban and other dictators around the world. He's like, somebody said he's like a child around Putin, like a toddler. Oh, like me, Vladimir. That is not a presidential candidate. The end.
And we're back. All right. With that note, thank you for joining me, Joy. Tomorrow, I'll be back here with Sarah Haynes and her former colleague and tomorrow's guest, author and podcaster, Dan Harris. In the meantime, if you have any questions for us, the number to call or text us is right here in the episode description. Thank you for listening and have a great day.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.